The Vermont Department of Health says it's adding three new chemicals to its list of PFAS that are considered potentially dangerous to public health. The state also said it would test the drinking water at 10 schools that may have used cleaning supplies containing the chemicals. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has more.
The three new chemicals that were added Tuesday are used in floor cleaners and waxes. Chuck Schwer is with the Department of Environmental Conservation, and he says the 10 schools that will be tested have their own on-site wells that could have been affected when the chemicals were dumped outside or into the septic system.
We've reached out to the schools, we've talked to the Agency of Education, and said, you know, we just want to do this as a pilot. We want to test what we think are the 10 most vulnerable schools, and we're hoping we don't find the contamination, but we think it's prudent to at least look.
Schwer says state scientists will travel to the elementary schools in Warren, Bolton, Brookfield, Sharon, Grafton, Charleston, Marlborough, and Ripton, and to Lamoille Union and Eden Central schools. The sampling will be completed by the end of this week, and the results will be back before the beginning of August. If any schools show unsafe levels, the state will install carbon filters before students return in September. Schwer says there are about 129 schools around Vermont with drinking wells, and he says the state has not yet determined how many more might be tested.
It may turn out that this is not really a big PFAS issue, but at the same time, it's schools, and we want to be most protective of our sensitive population, so we felt it was prudent to at least start somewhere and get a snapshot look and whether or not we think this is a problem.
Since discovering the chemical PFOA in drinking water in Bennington and Pownall in 2016, the state has expanded its testing. A related chemical, PFOS, which is used in firefighting foam, was detected in water near the Rutland Regional Airport in Clarendon. Sarah Vos is Vermont's state toxicologist, and she says the new chemicals were detected in some of the wells around Clarendon. On Tuesday, the health department says it was adding the three other related chemicals to its safe drinking water health advisory.
Until pretty recently, PFOA was the predominant PFAS chemical that was found in drinking water. And just recently, we've seen detections of PFHXS and PFHPA, which are two of these other PFAS. We've seen detections of those chemicals in drinking water as well.
The EPA said its drinking water health advisory for PFAS at 70 parts per trillion. But a controversial federal report that was withheld for a few months suggested that the levels should be much lower. Vermont's drinking water standard is 20 parts per trillion, and Vos says that level will remain in place for now, and it will now include all five of the perfluorinated chemicals on the list. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman.